Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, joined by my contributing host, Angeline Marie. And I just want to start off by saying that this program is going to be devoted to and in recognizing Ross Perot. And there are some folks out there, maybe a little too young, or maybe a little too naive, or maybe ignorant at the time, that didn't realize the impact that Ross Perot had on the American political system. And quite frankly, I think I'm someone that can actually share some light and wisdom and history and memories as it relates to this, because I interviewed Ross Perot when he was a candidate for president in 1992, which was his strongest campaign, and actually had an opportunity and a really a good shot at winning, but he dropped out. And I did use a term, and I'm going to say things very positive and glowing. I'm going to be also hypercritical in some ways, because that's just the way I am. I have to be fair and I have to be forthcoming. So I use the term, and Chuck Carter didn't like this and some of the others, but I said, pop goes the weasel. He pops in and pops out. And when he dropped out of that campaign, the reasoning he gave, and again, this is from memory, I'm not quoting from anything, was that he had blamed Papa Bush, George Bush Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush, and the CIA, because he was director of CIA and had still CIA connections, of course, and that he was threatened that if he remained a candidate and threatened his presidency in terms of being such a strong competitor, that the CIA was going to be utilized to disrupt his daughter's wedding. I don't know if there's any truth to this. I could see that there was a possibility that one way or another he was threatened. He was threatening the presidency, and the reelection and his incumbency. And certainly he was a disruptive factor. And he was certainly someone that was immensely popular. And even the liberal media, to some extent, embraced him, because Larry King had his television show at the time and had him on as a guest. Matter of fact, that's where he announced his candidacy. So there's a lot of things here, Angeline, that I'm going to hope to unravel. I hate the word unpack. Some people like to use that term now. I don't like it at all. But I'm going to shed light, and I'm going to share a lot of what I do know and what I do believe. But again, this is a tribute to an extent to Ross Perot. I see no quotations. I see no praise from Donald Trump, but that's not unusual. And if it happened, it was probably very isolated, because he rarely gives any credit to Pat Buchanan. These are two major political forces that paved the way, that were the forerunners, the John the Baptist, if you will, to the pathway that led to a Donald Trump and a Donald Trump candidacy, and also even the Tea Party that kind of came from the roots of the Reform Party. So how much of that were you aware of, Angeline?
I at the time I was in my late 20s, and it was actually the first time I ever paid attention to politics. And I think it was because Ross Perot, he got my attention and I started to follow him. And it was actually the first election I ever voted in, because he just seemed different. He seemed, compared to everybody else, he was a breath of fresh air. I liked his punchiness and how he just said what he thought. And it kind of reminds me of Mr. Trump. He kind of came out of the gate the same way. But before that, like I said, I wasn't into politics at all. So P.S., who do you think I voted for? I voted for Ross Perot. And so because I knew we were going to do this show, I did do a little background about him.
Well, we're going to get into that. But I'd like to say that Ross Perot was a truly an independent political force. It was a campaign that was funded. One of the lessons Donald Trump learned by this, and I also had professed on the air multiple times, is that it's very difficult to win as an independent. And I think it was time that someone like a Trump would infiltrate the Republican Party and, in fact, take it over. I mean, it was sort of like a hostile takeover, and it was. and so he had a better chance, an opportunity. And, of course, then later on, with the exception of Never Trumpers, they said, well, we got to back him. He's our candidate. He's our, you know, our standard bearer. But that there was a lot of resistance. So that strategy worked out. But Trump, unlike Perot did fund to a great degree his candidates, just like Trump did as early on in the primaries. Later on, he got the report, the funding from the Republican Party as well, the RNC. But the whole Perot factor was that here, same MO, successful businessman, legitimate billionaire, self-made to a great degree, although he did get some government contracts in the early years, but that's okay. You know, a lot of people, you know, get contracts if they earn them and not just being given for political favoritism, you know. That I have to say that when he was ahead in the polls, and he was way ahead, leading Clinton and Bush, whether this was a manufactured crisis, you know, or conspiratorial intervention, I don't know. But to me, if it happened the way he said it, then why couldn't you have protected your daughter and the wedding? Let the media know. I believe at that point he would have had Secret Service protection, although maybe he didn't trust that. But to drop out of the race completely when our country was at stake. It seemed very odd to me, and I don't accept it on its face, but it's possible. So then, after the daughter's wedding, after things seemingly get back to normal, there's still this push of getting him back in the race. So then he rejoins, but at that point he lost a lot of momentum, he lost a certain amount of credibility, and so he came close to nearly 20% of the vote. Some say that that's the reason that Papa Bush lost, but Papa Bush hardly campaigned. And my belief was all along that he was told by the globalist New World Order, because Bush was certainly one that welcomed the New World Order in his speeches. And you can go back and you can see the YouTube speeches that he gave, he was the first president of the United States to talk about the New World Order and embracing it and welcoming it in. So I really believe that Papa Bush, you know, saw Perot as this huge threat, and it's likely that there was pressure exerted. What kind and what form it took, I don't know, but I know we're coming up on a break here, so I'm going to hold some of these ideas and thoughts, and yours as well. We'll be right back. Hold tight, Tom Donahue program. More to come.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. 800-307-6660. That's 800-307-6660.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, joined by contributing host Angeline Marie and producer extraordinaire. Let me just say this about Perot before I bring you back in, is that he had nearly 20% of the vote, and it was like 19 point whatever, but you know, pretty close to 20%. Bush had 39% and Clinton 43%. So Bush, in many ways, blamed Perot. And there's no, because there were people that were Democrats, Republicans, Independents that joined the Perot reform movement and just thought maybe a businessman, just like Donald Trump. Although I think Perot had more Independents and I think Perot had more Democrats, because he really, he didn't have, there was no talk of any of the conservative agenda. It was mostly about business and it was about reform and it was about NAFTA and GATT and trade. And so he really didn't get into the social issues like Donald Trump did. So I really believe that he siphoned off from both sides, maybe a little more on Bush. But Bush, in my view, even some of his campaign people said that he really didn't go out and campaign that much, and especially in the final days. So it was almost as though he knew it was close enough that he kind of threw it to make sure that Clinton became president. And you can see the strong ties with the Clintons and the Bushes, and except for George Bush Jr., there was some animosity because he didn't understand at the time, because no one knew for sure he was going to become president later on. And so he was kind of, he had that fight in him and he was trying to protect his father and he would attack. But as time went on, you saw that there was rather than animus and animosity, there was a lot of affection and a lot of, closeness between the Clintons and the Bushes, and that continue right up to the passing of Barbara and Father Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush Senior. So you have Perot that was a political disruptor that had an opportunity to win. He literally, was well ahead in the polls before this so-called crisis and conspiratorial threat that may or may not have been real. I perhaps could have been realized, but nevertheless, that became part of the political dynamic and the conspiratorial lore as it relates to, the rise and the fall of Perot. And then the second run for president, it wasn't anywhere near as successful. I'm just going off the top of my head on this. I think his percentage was 8 or 9%. And so he really was a less of a factor in the second go around. And I remember what really finished him off was that Al Gore came very prepared for a debate on, I believe it was Larry King Live, and he had his pie charts and everything. But Gore, he was well schooled and well trained and well equipped, and he dismantled Perot in that so-called debate, which was unfortunate. But Perot did much better, I thought, in the first debates, the legitimate debates, than neither Bush or Clinton, and I thought he had some really good one-liners and zingers. But anyway, that's just some of my recollections, besides the fact that I interviewed him for almost an hour when I was on the People's Radio Network, which was a network that Chuck Carter, the second network, he founded.
I wonder how many people, too, in the that were registered Republicans really wanted to vote for Perot but didn't, because you always hear that thing, well, you're going to waste your vote. I voted for him, but I wonder how many Republicans that wanted to didn't, because they thought they'd waste their vote.
Right. They even though it could be a vote of conscience and a vote that could mean something in the future. And Perot actually had a chance early on, for sure. And even later on, when you get, if you're an independent and you garner nearly 20% and you had dropped out of the race and lost momentum, then that Perot vote did count. And I'm just looking at some of the headlines here, because I was curious to see what Trump's reactions to the passing and the influence that his campaign and his run for presidency had on Trump, and the way he paved the way, as I mentioned, and it's not an original quote, kind of like the John the Baptist paving the way. But it says, Ross Perot brought us the Tea Party and President Trump. Ross Perot and Donald Trump, presidential candidates and outsiders looking in, remembering Ross Perot and what was begotten. Ross Perot led the way for Trump. What does Ross Perot think of Donald Trump? Ross Perot and Donald Trump, unpoliticians. And I mean, even CNN, which again, really is sort of like the way Donald Trump got pushed on Michael Savage's radio show and really kind of helped forge the way. Larry King did the same, pressing Ross Perot about a possible presidential run. And there was talk, and again, there's not more, it's more than talk, that Donald Trump considered running on the Reform platform, the Reform Party platform, and then decided not to. So there almost was a chance that Donald Trump would have been an independent on the Reform Party, but chose wisely not to, because I don't think that he could have won at that time. But he kind of used the strategy I thought was the more sage, and that is infiltrate the Republican Party and remake it more or less in your own image. And he did. And I never interviewed Donald Trump. You know, Michael Savage had tremendous influence on Donald Trump. But yeah, it was Larry King and CNN that created the Perot phenomenon. That's why when Bush Sr., George Herbert Walker Bush, tried to blame the splitting of the vote for his loss and those around him, it's ridiculous, because he had affiliations with the Democrats and the blue collar and the labor force. And so really, I've always said that when I was a competitor at one time and then working together as part of the team at People's Radio Network, that you had Chuck Carter, who was a talk show host that was independent but leaned a little more liberal. I was independent but leaned more to the right, more conservative. And so that's why my allegiances were more towards Pat Buchanan early on in the primaries. Later on, with Bo Greitz as an independent, I even gave some support towards Howard Phillips of the conservative Constitution Party. And then Andre Marue, libertarian. So I interviewed all the major candidates. Well, I shouldn't say major, because they only looked at the majors as being the Republican and Democrat, which happened to be Clinton and Bush. But I was very fortunate that I was one of the hosts that interviewed Ross Perot. And I found him to be sincere. I found him to be, committed until he dropped out. But yeah, there's... he had a profound impact on our politics. And the fact is, there probably would not be a Donald Trump as president today if there wasn't a Ross Perot and others, Pat Buchanan, Chuck Carter, even myself to a smaller degree. More to come right back. Tom Donahue Show. Hold tight.
that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, joined by Angeline Marie. And I have a lot to say because I lived in these times. I interviewed Ross Perot. I was part of a movement, and it was a movement that involved more than just conservatives and involved more than just independents. But it was a movement of people feeling that we were disenfranchised, that we were being robbed of our republic. And the fact is that we had these new world order forces, these globalist internationalist forces that were bringing us NAFTA and GATT, and Clinton and Bush were part of that, and both were supportive of that. And so you had candidates cropping up, some lesser known like Bo Grice and Howard Phillips, and certainly Pat Buchanan played a huge role. Matter of fact, he had the theme of America First. Now, Ross Perot didn't use that term. Pat Buchanan was the first in the modern era to use America First in his political imagery, in his political slogans. And he actually called out King George Bush. And so he wounded Bush to some extent. The Republican Party came out and said that in South Carolina, they said that we will not allow Pat Buchanan to be our nominee. So it just didn't happen where there was sabotage with Donald Trump and trying to undermine him. It happened back with Pat Buchanan. Now, Pat Buchanan did not have the funding and the support, even though he was a staunch conservative, social conservative. You know, so I believe that it was kind of a team effort. You had Pat Buchanan more to the conservative social right. You had Ross Perot more in the middle. And then you had Bo Grice, and you had Chuck Carter. You had my program. You know, so we were all in this. And it was really funny because you had Ralph Nader, which is considered far left. Some would consider Pat Buchanan, Bo Grice, far right. Ross Perot more in the center. And all these people were saying this, and even Jerry Brown, the far left. They were all against NAFTA and GATT and against the globalist internationalist order. So when people say it was just conservative versus liberal, back then, no, it was nationalist versus internationalist. It was really the American worker, the little guy that Chuck Carter protected so well. And that's why he tapped into the Ross Perot movement. And it really almost became the Ross Perot Show. You know, I was somewhat critical, but still supportive in large part. And so there was a little bit of a schism there. But nevertheless, we both interviewed him. I think Chuck probably interviewed Ross Perot. I know for a fact he interviewed him more than a few times. So he got a tremendous platform and influence. And what did the Blowfish at that time from New York, Rush Limbaugh have to say? He was belittling, mimicking, mocking, doing everything he could to undermine Perot. Yeah, that's the so-called nationalist today, right? That's the so-called America First. That's the pro-Trump guy. He wasn't. He was a pro-Bush guy. He was a globalist, internationalist, order type guy, okay? And free trade guy. We were fair trade. You can't have free trade unless it's fair trade. You know, that's the way I see it, and that's the way we as a group saw it And so we were strange bedfellows that worked together collaboratively, even if we supported different candidates, trying to get this message out. It was the movement. It was the message that was so meaningful that meant the world to us. And now, even though Trump is maybe, well, in terms of dysfunctional personality, in terms of the way he employs his political programs, you know, in terms of strategy. And in terms of personality, you know, might be in stark contrast to what we would like to see. But in terms of the actual ideology, the programs, you know, the platforms that we supported, he's pretty much right there. And that's why we have to support him in spite of his failings and foibles and his egotism and his braggadocious nature. And he loves everyone that flatters him. If you don't flatter him, you're not in the inner circle. I don't want to make this show just about, you know, my diatribes and my memories and my comments, Angeline. So based on everything you've heard so far, and some of this you've heard me say on other shows and being a guest on shows, what are your thoughts overall?
I don't have a lot of memories back then because I was too young and ignorant to care, like I said, until he came on the scene. But what
the things I shared with you, not today on the air and at other times, you know, what's your overall reflection about that time?
What I hear you saying, it seems to me that this conservative movement was really gaining a lot of steam back in the 90s. And then it seems like just as it's gaining steam, then it's stopped.
Angeline, I have to correct you because conservative, I know where you're going with this, but back then, the conservatives, the pro-lifers, were all behind primarily Bush. I mean, the Republican Party, the GOP, was Bush, and they were more internationalists, and they were more free trade, not fair trade. And so now when you look at it, because Trump remade the Republican Party, more or less in his image, and Trump took on our agenda and our platform. So back then also Rush Limbaugh was supportive, very supportive and friendly with Papa Bush. And he was demeaning, he was mocking, he was mimicking Perot because of his voice and his policies. And so now fast forward, you have Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and the others that were supportive of Bush Sr. are now born again Trumpers and born again Perotites, if you will, born again nationalists and pro America First. So it's ironic, but if Trump had been the candidate back then and he was independent, they would have put all their muscle and voice in opposition to Trump. So it shows you that Chuck Carter, Ross Perot, Pat Buchanan, even myself to some extent, we all had an influence and an effect. So now the Republican Party reflects our views and our vision and our voice, which is magnificent. But so now conservatism does adopt a more of a pro-America, America First, nationalist point of view. And so it's a blending now. I think the Tea Party helped in that transition. And the Tea Party got a lot of good ideas from the Reform Party with more of a conservative focus. And so it's amazing that these forces have become symbiotic and synthesized in a way that there's a synergy now that was really something that I would not have predicted. I'm so elated and I'm so ecstatic about this. But Ross Perot played a huge role. He was a potent force, and he was someone that brought to light and really helped pave the way for Donald Trump. And so we've got to salute Ross Perot, and we do. We don't have to agree with all the things that Perot stood for, but nevertheless made his mark, and we're so thankful that Ross Perot ran for president of the United States. Right back, hold tight, more to come. We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show. Liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue Show, joined by Angeline Marie. And before I jump back into our discussion, I just wanted to run through some headlines that I put up at TalkStream Live that could be that are searchable in our news headlines. Ross Perot donated to Trump's re-election campaign before his death. H. Ross Perot from poverty to self-made billionaire. Karl Rove actually said, who competed with him, with both Bushes. Ross Perot was a patriot, loved America deeply. U.S. billionaire Ross Perot, who shook up the 1990s presidential politics, has died. He was 89. Giant sucking sound was one of his quotes about NAFTA and GATT. Perot quips over the years. H. Ross Perot, Texas billionaire who ran twice for the president of the United States, for the presidency, dies at 89. Okay, so I think that by him donating, sending two checks right before his death, would say that, attaboy, that, you know, you picked up the mantle, the baton, you ran with it. You're the one that got to the presidency, just like Perot said. I mean, just like not only Perot, but also Buchanan. So both of them embraced and endorsed in not only what they said, but also in terms of donations, which was pretty extraordinary that Ross Perot, you know, in his dying days, donated for the re-election campaign, not just the election, but the re-election of Donald Trump. Wouldn't you say, Angeline?
Yeah, I think it's great. I didn't know that. I guess what I was trying to say in the last segment, I said conservatism because that's what I feel has gained a lot of steam this time. But what I probably should have said is more of a grassroots people populist movement back then. What it just seems like is that it was gaining steam and then stopped. And then we had the Tea Party and that came in and that gained steam and then it stopped. And maybe that was the Papa Bushes and those in charge that were putting the stops when the people start to gain too much steam in their movement.
Well, your terminology is precise and very accurate, which I didn't use the term, although I was remiss, and that is it was a populist movement. You're absolutely completely right, and a grassroots movement. So They're the two most appropriate terms that really sum up, you know, this movement. And that was a movement that the Republicans and the Democrats frowned upon. They didn't mind the grassroots term, especially as you said later on with the Tea Party, but they did not like that term populism. They didn't like that at all. And Teddy Roosevelt was a populist, and I've always been a proud populist, and I'm independently conservative, but I would say that I'm more like them, a populist, and certainly independent minded. So I'm glad that we're shedding light and also clarifying some of the terminology that best explains that time period and how it's evolved into more or less and morphed into the conservative movement.
Right. And it's funny you brought up Teddy Roosevelt, because one of the things I found, you were talking about how Ross overall got 18.97% of the popular vote. And the article noted that was the most won by any third party candidate since Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, now the percentage I've seen always, although it's no reason to bicker about, is over 19%, 19.7. But I always say close to 20%. Mm-hmm. You know that some of the vote was probably altered, so he probably had more than 20%. Indeed, but he, in terms of popularity, if he hadn't dropped out, you know, he was closing in on 40% of the. The registered voters that said they were going to vote for him. So people lost faith and the campaign lost momentum. So we'll never know what really happened as it relates to him dropping out. And there's questions on both sides as to, you know, what what really happened behind closed doors, if you will. And it is part of the conspiratorial lore that surrounds that controversy. But nevertheless, he had a profound effect. It was a grassroots populist movement. It was America First, even though he didn't use that term. Buchanan did back in the day, and Chuck Carter played a huge role in getting behind the Ross Perot movement, just like Michael Savage played a huge role in getting behind the Trump movement. And so I don't know if Trump and Perot ever spent time together. I would love to see a glowing tribute that Trump could recognize Perot and at some point and Buchanan, and also the movements that have, you know, that really were the igniting force, you know, the catalyst that brought this all together. You know, I have this expression that I've used. I'm not sure exactly where it comes from, but it's very befitting for this experience. And I've always said, it doesn't matter who gets the credit as long as the job gets done. Trump always wants to get the credit. Well, he can take the credit, because there was this grassroots populist movement that included Perot, Buchanan, Chuck Carter, myself, many others. Just like the forces behind Perot, in terms of, you know, his springboard, had to do with, I believe, Chuck Carter primarily, even though he announced on Larry King Live on CNN, and then with Trump. It was Michael Savage and the Savage Nation. So there's a lot of factors, a lot of forces. But if Trump has to take the credit, by all means, you know, to me, if he's the vehicle, and that we're the ones that are fueling the vehicle, and we get across the finish line, and we get the results in terms of our platform, in terms of our policies and our beliefs, and as long as it's America First. And it's about nationalism, and it's about our great the restoration of our constitutional republic. That's really the way I see it. That's my bottom line. How about you, Angeline?
I'm gonna look and see if Trump mentions him. I don't know, but I think what got Ross Perot the popular vote was his folksiness. He was down to earth in his speech and his demeanor. He talked a lot about NAFTA, taking jobs. He talked about wanting to save jobs in manufacturing, economic nationalism. And I think these are the simple things that everyday mom and pop care about. And it worked back then, and guess what? I believe it worked this time.
Trump. Isn't it interesting? You have two billionaires, two businessmen with a populist grassroots looking out for the little guy and gal that actually resonated and actually had a profound effect on our politics and the world around us today. So again, I hope that Trump will, share a glowing tribute and a thank you and attaboy to Ross Perot someday for Pat Buchanan as well, because we were all part of the catalyst back then. And we're thankful that we have a president that is enacting so much of our agenda. And again, I want to thank the audience for listening, because this is so, I live this, I breathe this. This was so ingrained in me and such a huge part of my life. And I certainly enjoyed and welcomed the interview I had with Ross Perot back in the day. And so rest in peace, Ross Perot, and thank you for your political contributions and making things possible for us and a brighter future for America today. Till we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue for Angeline Marie. Have a great week.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.